Right, good morning. We're Masechet Chulin. We're on Daf Kuf Kaf Hey. We're starting at the two lines at the bottom of Kuf Kaf Hey, better the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Kulit HaMeit. Okay, we'll see what that means in a second. Kulit HaMeit. The Kulit HaMugdashin. So these two, we'll see what they are. Hanogabin, if you touch them, Bain Stumin, Bain Nukum, if they sealed or they got open, they hold, basically through the marrow, Tame. Okay, so what does Rashi say, yeah? We got here, Kulit HaMeit. Tamei, daha etzem kesora b'meit. Okay, a bone, when it comes to a dead body's bone, so even if a bone which is the size of a hair, right, is betamei. Okay, so that's an interesting halacha, for starters. So, kesara is betamei. So you've got a little bone, you don't need a kezai, don't need a kebetza, don't need a kekoveret, nothing. Kesora b'meit tamei. And what are we tamei? Rashi says, b'maga u'b'masa. Okay, so you tell me either by touching it or by lifting it or moving it, kidichtiv, or be'etzem adam. So that is the first alochia, kulit ha-meit, right? And then the kulit ha-mugdashin. What's kulit ha-mugdashin? Kulit ha-mugdashin, Rashi says, remember, kulit is that like that the femur, right? That thigh bone we spoke about before, right? But I think it means basically any bone of the animal. We learn like this. Hapigul vahanotar, right? This is, I think we actually learned this before. But pigul and notar, metamin et hayadayim. Okay, so if you've got pigul or tame, or notar, sorry, it makes, and you touch it, but tame. It's a gzera kat, it's a gzera of chachamin. Right? The gazre behu rabanan, right? Mishum chajdei kahuna, v'atzlei kahuna. And this is in contradistinction. Yeah. We said yesterday we weren't worried about the story in the Beit HaMikdash because we said there the Kohani was risen, remember? So nonetheless, there were still occasions when Chachamim were worried about Chashdei Kohuna and Atzlei Kohuna. Chashdei Kohuna, I suppose, Kohanim we were weary of. And Atzlei Kohuna, lazy Kohanim, I suppose you got them all over the show, right? We don't know about Atzlei Kohuna, but apparently there are such a thing, right? No, chashdim they kohani, but chashdim obviously that they haven't got the right kavona. What is pigul? Pigul is wrong, right? Kedem mefarish hatam. The gazru af. Here comes the important for our purposes. The gazru af atzamot sheshimshu notar. So if there's meat that was left over at night, right, which is notar, the bones of the notar are also gozer tuma. Okay, so we learned interesting halacha so far, the adasha for an etzem, and for kochim, right, the bones of notar are also gzeira that they are metame. So now we've got kulit ha-meit and kulit ha-mugdashin. So those two together are nogea bahen, whether you touch them, bein stumim, bein nekuvim, right, whether they are opened or sealed, we'll see now in a second what that means, it is tame. On the other hand, kulit of a nevela. Right, this is not a kochim and not a mate of a human being, right? But could have a nevela, the kulit hasheret. So this is a nevela and a sheret, right? Hanogeh bahem stumin tahorim, if the bones are satum, right? Like a sealed bone, which you can't see the marrow inside the bone, or there's no meat on it. If nekuvim, however, if they got holes, right? Then kol shehu metame b'maga. Right, even a little bit of it have no size. Look at Rashi and Nevela. Einat motea metamin. So Nevela, its bones, as a rule, don't metame. Why? Dichti benivlata. This is pasuk plenty times, right? The issue of Nevela is benivlata, the basar. Below bat samot. V'chein b'sheret, so to a sheret. Hilchach, tsenea. Because the bones themselves aren't metame, if the bone is satum, stumim, tohorim. Af miletame b'masa. Right? Now it's interesting because look how the Mishnah just says, Nukuvim Koshu b'metame b'maga. The next line of the Mishnah was, B'nai Shaf Masa, Hadu Ibn Masa, Tabodomah Nogea Vanose, right? Because Nogea and Nose go together. We saw this yesterday with Kiva. Et Sheba Lichla Maga, Balichla Masa, Lo Balichla Maga, Lo Balichla Masa. So Masa and Maga go together. So Rashi says that even Tame Masa, the Koshe Kain Maga, Wa Koshe Kain Maga, how much more so Maga, the E.F. Shalom Liga. Right, because he says as a rule, right, it's the EF Shaloli guy, he can't touch it. Right, but now look at this. Look at this interesting halacha. That's why I started off by saying it. It's amazing chidushim here. He Hichastum Tohorim Afin Tavi Masa Vachoshek and Magah. So when they satum, there's no Tumat Masa, and Koshekai no Tumat Magah, because if it's satum, you can't get to it. Right? Because the meat, the marrow, is inside the sealed bones. So you can't touch it. So if there's no Tumat Masa, no Magah. We saw the Mishnah, end of the Mishnah now, Masa and Magah go together. They're like two sides of the same coin. So there's no Tumat Magah, because you can't get to it. There's no Tumat Masa. That's where the satum. V'afal Gav, now comes the big question. But didn't we say at the very beginning of this parik that a bone, right? If there's marrow inside it, we said the bone is a shomer, right? Shomer la basal. Shomer la basal, to the bone inside it. Machnis umotzi tuma. Now it's a matzi, it's a conductor, this bone. So now why isn't it a metame? Hanimili says, Rashi, look at this, interesting. When do we say that the shomer works? But davar she'efshar liga betuma atzma. The shomer of a bone is only a shomer if the bone's cut open like a big, say, a big beef marrow bone like we know. But you can't touch the meat. Uh-huh. Now, in that case, the bone is a shomer. But if it's satum coming, you can't get to the bone, then the shomer doesn't now have either. Look at that. Afilu lo dekahani mili b'davar she'efshar liga betuma atzma, where you're able to touch it, v'afilu lo nagaba, even though you never touched it. Ela b'shomer tame, but you only touch the shomer tame, right? Aval, but this comes in a massive chidush. Heche de'i efshar liga betuma, where it's impossible to touch the tuma, ain shomer metame. Then the shomer is a metame.
Yeah?
That is a shomer, right? But it has to be able to, you have to be able to touch it. Okay, so that is, so that's the then. However, if it's nekuvim, so if it's got a nekuvim now, we would thought maybe nekuvim means like a big size. Right? Mitchell says, whatever size, nekuvim, of course, whatever size it is. Afilu kechot asara, even if it's as thin as a hair, a breadth of hair, right? It still makes a tame. Why? Because in theory you could put a hair thread in from your head or from your beard. And we'll see later on. Okay, so interesting halacha here that shomer is only metame machnis motzir if you were able to touch the meat, even if you never touched it. Okay, and how much? Even if it's a hair breadth. Okay, Gemara. So now the Gemara says, okay. So now we learn over here on the first halacha here that kolitameit. Right, so we said, yeah, is Nogaya in, says the Gemara. And Nogaya, yes. Right? Because it says, Nogaya bahen, bain stumin, bain nukuvim. Whether you touch them, irrespective of how they are. Aval ma'ahil lo. But ma'ahil lo, what does ma'ahil mean? If it's inside a room with you and there's a tent over you, right? You know ma'ahil? Then the bone won't make you matame. When is it the bone matame? Only if you touch it. It's maga or masa, but not ma'ahil. Then you have to have a kazait. Of meat in a, of debris in a room, right? So what says no gaya in about ma'il lo? Give us examples. It says in ike kazait basar. If there's a kazait of basar on it, then ba'ohel nami di tama. Then obviously it makes no difference. The oil it would work. So therefore, what are we saying? To like a kazait basar, we're obviously speaking about a case where there isn't a kazait basar. Ve'id ike kazait moach mibifnim. And if we would say that there was a bone there with marrow inside it of a kazait. So here comes interesting halacha. Tum'ah boka'at ve'ola. The tumah bursts out of the bone and goes up. And therefore, if you were ma'hil over this bone and there was a kazait of moach, of marrow, it would burst out of the bone and make the whole room tumah as well. So therefore, ba'ohel nami di tumah. Therefore, it's obviously we're speaking about a case over here where the like kazait moach bifnim. Obviously the kazait of moach bifnim. Now look at this halacha of bokat. Ve'i ik kazait moach bifnim to be bokat v'ola. Kushehi. Amai ein metamoya. Why doesn't it work in an oil? Hare ein la chalal tefach. You know when you go to a funeral, right? You actually saw it yesterday. It was quite amazing. Yesterday, I think because it was very late, this funeral that I went to of Shimon Zak. So, you know, they dig to that a deep grave with the plans of burying the wife later on upstairs. So it's like a dug a bit deeper and it's two graves. It was getting very, very late. Rav Lau, the chief rabbi, was there, by the way. They filled up, never seen it before in my life, they filled up sand at the bottom of the grave, right? Like just the bottom, little about this much. The guy said, stop, to all of us who were filling in. The Chevrolet guy got into the grave, went inside, cleaned it out, like made it all neat. They said if you psuk in, they asked the Avelin, there was a low bench next to the grave, to all come and sit down. They said Kaddish. They said the psukim said the Kaddish. And then they all sat down so it could be the first day of sitting Shiva. Everyone said, Makom Yenachem. Then they got up and then they carried on filling up the rest of the grave.
You mean so they could count yesterday
instead? Yeah, they could count yesterday as the first day of sitting Shiva because it would have been late because it was very, very, very late. So they just filled up the bottom of the lower grave. Then they get in, and afterwards they fill up, and then they bring these like asbestos slabs, or they're not asbestos, probably concrete slabs. And you know, they leave a tefach above the grave, and they fill in the and that's for this reason, yeah. Because once you've got a tefach of air above the body, and then you've got something that seals it, so now the tumah isn't bokat v'olah l'shamay.
Lola.
If there's a tefach space. But if it would just left the sand on the body like it was, then all the tumah is bokat ad l'rakia. So you have to have that tefach. This is the halacha here.
What does it matter?
For aeroplanes to fly over, for people to walk over, for anybody to walk over. Basically, in today's modern cemeteries, if you walk over a grave, there's no tumah. Even the kohanim still don't go to the cemeteries. But in reality, you could walk over that grave.
You can walk around a cemetery.
And not all the graves are like it. They're supposed to be machmir, and all the graves are like it. It might have broken, there might be a problem, who knows? But I'm saying.
You can
definitely go by Rav. Yeah, maybe. I'm saying, but still, to the minhag, it's quite useful to walk in the cemeteries, according to that. But essentially, there's no tumah. Once you do that, there's no tumah. You can walk right over the grave. There's no mahil, there's no tumah. Tumah is contained within that tefach of space. Mm. Okay, and here's the. So that's this halacha over here, right? Because it says here, kushehi amai ein metame ba'ohel, harei ein la chalal tefach. You see that there's no chalal tefach between the marrow and the bone. So if the marrow is tame and the bone is there, there's no chalal tefach. It should be bokad l'rakia. Right, v'kaimel am bebrachot daf yutet kol chalal she'ein bo tefach. If he hasn't got a tefach, eino chotzetz b'fnei ha'meit. Doesn't work, right? So our question is, heichidami, what are we speaking about over here? And we said nogeya in avam ma'ahil lo, and we've proven as clearly we haven't got a tefach, a kazayit. If we had a kazayit, we'd have all that. We clearly have this problem of ma'ahil, right? Bukat kazayit boach b'fnim tu bebukat ola. But oil namidit ma wad lekas at midvinim. The gross lakas ve'i moach mibifnim. And if there is this moach mibifnim, right? Now Rashi says, yeah, ve'i kesavar. If you would say, right, ve'i kesavar moach shibifnim ma'ale aruka lebasar mechotz. That's an interesting one. Now, if you, there's a thing like a medical opinion, right? They're obviously not in a dead body, right? So no one asked me that question, which is the obvious silly question to follow, which I'll ask myself, right? But in a live body, the marrow could have healing abilities to heal the body outside. Now, you do have marrow transplants, and that a marrow obviously does have. The marrow is a schus, not a schus. What's marrow?
Part of the circulatory
system. Moach. Right, because of a moach shebifnim, yeah, moach, right? And if you think, Rashi says, if you have the opinion that moach shebifnim ma'ale aruka lebasar mibachutz helps extend the lifeline, which contributes towards the well-being of the body, the skin, out, the meat outside, the flesh, afagav deleka moach, even now this bone that hasn't got moach in it, hoyil umechubar, right? Since when it was connected to a live body, sofa moach lavo, the moach would eventually come. If this particular has got moach, there would eventually be moach. It would regenerate itself, and there'd be moach. Sharei pa'amim shamoach kulo kala b'chozer. Because it does happen, says Rashi, that the marrow does sometimes dry out and then regenerates itself. But yedei hamoach gadel habasar milamala. And as a result of the moach, the meat outside grows. Okay. So we see that this moach contributes to the body. Im kain, says Rashi, if that's the case. So below basar, below moach, even if this bone at the moment hasn't got meat and hasn't got marrow, chashiv ever, it should still be considered chashiv ever kol etzem chalu. It should be, sorry, chashiv ever. And kol etzem chalu in a hollow one. Utna, we learned in Ohalot, ha'evarim enem shir. When it comes to a limb, there's no measure, there's no shear. Afilu pachot b'kezayit min ha'meit, u'pachot b'kadasha min ha'sheret. Even if it's less than a kezayit of a meit and less than a shal of sheret. So in other words, what he's saying is, the next line in the mention, the next part of this question was, ve'i, I'm back in the Gemara, ve'i moach mi bifni ma'ale arukah mi b'chutz, then every ma'ale, it's a perfectly good ever, this, it's a limb. Right? But ohel nami tibet, should also metame in the ohel. So we've got three questions here. Either there's a kezayit of meat. We said, there's no kezayit of meat. Okay. So should it, why is it that's why it's not Mahil? Man has got a kezayit of moach. There's no kezayit of moach. Then we said, even isn't a kezayit of moach? Because marrow can contribute, therefore it converts the bone into a limb. If the bone is a limb, then it hasn't got a measure. Even if it hasn't got marrow in at the moment, because it could have had marrow in and the marrow would have regenerated. Therefore, the bone is a good bone. If the bone is a good bone, it becomes a hollow limb. And a hollow limb hasn't got a shear. And therefore, it should be mekabel tumah enia. If it's mekabel tumah, it should be Mahil. Okay? That's the question of the Mishnah. Of the Gemara of the Mishnah. Right, exactly. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Bered, Rabbi Chia. So Rabbi Chia gives the answer. There we could have answered on the first two questions of Kazait or Basak, that of Boach, they've had a Kazait. You can't say anything got a Kazait because we're trying to put even without a Kazait, it would be Matame. So what's the answer? Yes, it's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chia. Zotomerit, so here's your answer. There's your answer. If you thought that the marrow inside helps the outside, doesn't help the outside. It's nothing to do with whatsoever, and therefore it's not part of it. Look at Rashi there. Right? Since there's no meat, and there's no marrow as well, I'd add. Okay, so now the Gemara is like this. Okay, so with my Okimta, so what are we establishing our Mishnah? We're talking about that case there of Kolita Mate, which we said is metame, right? Which is metame bein b'stumim bein menekuvim. Says b'mayo kimta deleika kezayit. It's okay. We talk about a case where there's no kezayit, and nonetheless still metame. So we're saying, okay, beautiful. Ihachi, if we understand the kolita mate, right? Because kolita mate is a kesara. We don't need a kezayit, but ihachi we mukdashin amay metame. Right, Mugdashin Ma Matame, long for you. Okay. Right? But Mugdashin Amay Matame. Right. Why is it Matame? Look at Rashi Abiya. Ibn Mugdashin Amay Matame. Hooray. Lo Shimshu Notar. We said earlier on that when it was, if it was Notar or Piguls, there was a Gzaira. But here we're talking about Mugdashin, that there was a Notar. Day Notar Pachot Bikzai. Why? Because it obviously can't be Notar. Because there's no notar pachot mi kezait. And we know now, already, we talk about a piece of meat or a bone or whatever, it's this in a kezait. So it can't be notar. So it can't fit into the next category of notar of the gzera. So why is it metame? For two, and furthermore, kulit nevela ve kulit hasheretz. This kulit nevela, kulit hasheretz, which we said just in the next halacha was, where we said it had to be nakuv and not satum. Ki nikvu amay metame. That's our next question. And more so, even there, why is that Kri Nasheret when it's Nikvu Amay Metame? Right? Why is it Metame? Let's look at Rashi over here. Ha Amarta, the Ein Shomrin Mitztarfin the Tuma Chamura. See, interesting question. Remember we learned this going back to a lot of stuff we learned. Remember we had the Nevela? At the very beginning of the Mishnah we said there was Tumat Ochalin and Tumat Nevela. And we said that Tumat Ochalin, right, doesn't Mitztarfin. Does mitztaref the shomer, and tumat nevela, it doesn't mitztaref. Do you remember that at the very beginning of the parek? Harot or varotev and davkuf yudzayin. Or varotev va'kepa kepa v'halal v'atzamot v'agidin v'karnayim v'tlafayim. All these things are here. Mitztarfin the tamei tumat ochlin, avalo tumat nevelot. Got it? So shomer is eno mitztaref for the tumat nevela. So he says, Aviyah, now we know there's not a kezayit. So if it's not a kezayit, then the only way it could be metame if the shomer was mitzarev to a kezayit. And we know with Nevada is no mitzarev. There's no kashia. Why is it not a kashia? Because we assume that the ratio which you spoke about, the kulitamate, and the Kulit HaMukdashin and the Nevela of the Sheretz were all talking about not having a Kazayit. The Gemara says, no, don't get confused. Halokashia, Reisha. Now the Reisha meaning here just the Kulit HaMet, the first bone of the human being, that bone, that's where we said like a Kazayit. But Sefer, the others, have got a Kazayit. Look at Rashi, yeah? Completely straight, because we don't like having our Mishnah discussing all different things, right? Look at Rashi. Reisha de Kulit HaMet, he says. Only the Kulit HaMet. The Lake of Kazayit. The Fichach Emet HaMet Be'ohel. That's why it doesn't work in Ohel. But Sefer, Mukdashin, the Kulit HaMukdashin, V'Sheretz, V'Nevela. Those three cases over there, the Ika Kazayit. There is a Kazayit. Right? Lefichach, says Rashi, Gabe Mukdashin, Ika Shiur Notar. When it comes to Mukdashin, there is a Shiur Notar. There of a Kazayit. The Gabe Nevela V'Sheretz, Ika Shiur Tamei. We don't have to be having the Starev because it's already a Kazayit. With Mukdashim, we're talking about Notar. With Nevela and Sheretz, you've got a Kazayit. It's all fine. So up until now, we've basically solved our problem. Except, what's the problem is like this. See, we're just going to say, Umayka Mashmala. So I understand. So in what Chirush, if that's the case, have we learned at all from this Mishnah? Look at Rashi, yeah? Umayka Mashmala. Kevin Dereisha like a Kazayit. Right? If the Lake of Kazayit, right? So he says over here, the Shita Etin, V'chi Akati lo Ashmina. I still haven't learned the halacha, the Etzem Kesora Metame B'maga V'lo B'ohel. Right? Still haven't learned that, so I haven't proven anything from this Mishnah. So now we've said that the Reish is no Kazayit. And I still, V'chi Akati lo Ashmina. Etzem kesora, the bone of metame b'magav lo bohel. That comes later on in the Mishnah. Uve kezayit min hanevela metame, right? So in other words, what really we learned over here? So he says umay kamash melan. So what really comes in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says no. There is a chidush. What's the chidush? The chidush is that mili kamash melan. Look at Rashi. Kol davar v'davar shna mishmato ashmainan. Tama b'chol chad v'chad. He says, no, there is a chidush. What we learn out of this Mishnah, that each one of the examples, the kolit ha-meit, and kolit ha-mukdashin, and then the veila, and then the sheretz, each one has its own reason why it is tame, why it is metame. Right? And now they're going to explain what each one is. Right? Look at Rashi, midi, kol davar v'davar, right? Reisha, right, which we said was the kolit ha-meit, k'mashulam, what are we learning out of that? It says the Gemara, the moach mibifnim, that this marrow inside it, eino ma'ale arukah mibachutz. That's the first thing we're learning. That we thought that because the marrow would help regenerate the body, therefore the marrow is significant. The marrow is significant, it makes the bone into an ever. If the body is an ever, then it's ever, but tell me without a shiur. No, it doesn't work. The marrow doesn't do anything. That's the first thing we learn. Right? And but look at, and it's not machloket. That's the Gemara comes to the conclusion. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay. Look how Rashi, right? Look how Rashi says, how do we prove that? He says, Ashmeina midelo timei ba'ohel. Because we say that this bone doesn't metame ba'ohel, al korchach, therefore you're forced to say, what? Shmat mina, de moach shebifnim, ein ma'ali aruka mibachutz. That this marrow doesn't help constitute on the outside. Why? The e ma'ale, because if it would have helped, Bain it bay, bain late bay, whether there was marrow there now or there wasn't marrow there now, because the marrow would have had the capabilities of Mali Aruk, of helping the meat on the outside of the bone, we would have said that the bone, even without the marrow, would have been a and would be metame. And we don't say that, therefore we can prove that it isn't metame. Is it clear? Is it clear? Clear? Arya? Right? That's the first chidush. Mukdashin. So now, what do we learn from Mukdashin? Kamashmana, we learn from Mukdashin. Shimush notar miltehi. See that? What's miltehi? We milte said it's something mamashi. Right there, when we say shimush notar, not notar itself, but shimush notar. This is like lahavdil, but you've got a mitzvah and you've got shimush mitzvah, right? Or you've got, what's what I'm looking for? Not hechshir mitzvah. You've got the Sabbath Torah, then you've got the Eitz HaChaim. So you've got There's a word for it. No, not the mind about lady. What he talks about the Talmid Chochem, like a Sefer Torah in his whole body. No, there's a word for it. No. Forgot it. But anyhow. No, I can't remember what it was. I've forgotten. Doesn't matter. But here you're basically saying that Shimush Notar, not Notar, because the Notar is the meat. Ah, the Shimush Notar, that which helps the Notar, meaning the bone, right, is also Milta. And therefore, when we go there on Tumah, on the meat, we go there on the, if there's Tumah on the meat, because Tumah on the bone, look, Rashi, Milta he, can Notar Atzmo, like the Notar itself. In other words, the bone wasn't really the Notar. Because there's no issue to leave bones over till the following day. The issue is to leave the meat over till the following day. Right? For each chich rashmina, we need to let hachi hu kedrab mari mishum de bepsachim lotnan ela hapigul vanotar. He says, why do we need our mishnah, the chidush of our mishnah? Without our mishnah, we wouldn't have known about shimush. We would have heard from psachim about the notar itself and the pigul that they are metame. About shimusho lotnan, we never learned about shimusho. Right? Rashmina matnin, after our mishnah teaches us to be shum de shimsho kezayit notar metame, afilu keshistuma, even when it's sealed. Why? Mishum etzim sheshimesh eta notar. So here's the chiddush of our mishnah. We have two chiddushim. First chiddush is we learn out of the kolitamet that the etzim doesn't male aruch kam bachutz. The second chiddush we learn from Mukdashin that when it's satum that shimush notar is like notar itself. Okay, that's the second chiddush. Right, and. Nakuv, you can touch it. When it's satum, you can't touch it. Because it's shimush, notar. No, because it's shimesh la notar. The notar is the moach inside. Ah, the bone shimesh oto. Therefore, it's like the notar itself. And therefore, it's metame. No, that's what regards to nagi'ah.
Okay.
Look here, when we said over here, Kolita Mukdashim, we said, Nogaya Bahen, Bain Stumim, Bain Nekuvim. That was, no, Mati, there are two different things here. Kolita of a Nevela and a Sheretz, there it has to be Nakuv. Kolit of Mukdashim, even if it is Satum, it is Metame.
Okay.
And there it makes no difference. And now it's Satum completely, you can't touch it. But we said, no, because the Moach is Shimush, is Notar, even the bone is Shimush Notar, is Metame. That's the Chiddush. Right. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, that's what Kroshin Shimshu Notar Metame de Yadayin. Hoyo v'naseh basis le davar asur. See that? Bashavis. Basis davar asur. That's a Kreska Mukta. You got something to the basis davar asur. If you've got candlesticks, for example, on a table, and the candles were lit before Shabbos, you can't move the table on Shabbos. Because the table becomes the basis of the varasur. That's a classic. Okay, so there you go, the varasur and heter. Now you're starting to get into all the in the bamsam. It's a rule, basis of the varasur. You're discussing how you can move it.
Someone to get the wrong idea.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay, thank you. You mean that there are solutions, right? Okay, shkoch dev. Right, so that was kulita mugdash, that was kulita meit, kulita mugdashin. Now the Gemara says Nevela. So what's the chiddush of Nevela? Afal gav de ikka kezayit, even though it has got a kezayit, what's the chiddush? Nikva in lo nikva lo. Nonetheless, ani metame if it is nakuv. Right? And here we saw that chiddush, we saw earlier on. So look at Rashi, why is that? Lo nikva lo, look at the very first wide lines. De ba'inan efshar liga. Because you have to have a case of being able to touch. Kedetani tamba behedya nakaman. We'll see later on. Okay, that's the big chiddush for Nevela with regards to the bone. You had to have been able to touch it if it was a shomer, even if you never touched it, right? So up until now, we've seemed to have solved the problem and everything is beautiful, right? And our Mishnah makes sense. The Reisha is talking about having a kezayit. Is no longer a kezayit. The Sabbath talking about having a kezayit. All the chiddushim we learned how mili, and we learned a different din for kulita meit, different din for kulita mugdashin, and a different din for nevela, and we're very, very happy. Except, abaya is not happy. Okay, natchila abaya. Abaya Omer, he says, no. He says, what you wanted to learn from that halocha over there, right, that the moach mebifnim doesn't ma'ale, because we said, obviously, the proof here is that the marrow doesn't help. Remember, Amir Rabbi Yudah B'Rei Rab Chia, Zot Omeret, Moach Yifnim, Eino Ma'ale Arukah B'chutz, says Abaya, no. It's agreed across the board that moach bibifnim ma'ale aruka bibachutz. It does work. Ask if it does work, then why isn't it metame aveha? Then why is it this bone considered an eved to metame? He says, "V'hachav mask." What are we talking about over here? Here we've got a separate reason why it's not working. B'sheshafa, where you basically cut the bone, you damaged it. Look at Rashi, yeah. B'sheshafa, I skipped those. They're right. Look at Rashi, the second very wide lines of Rashi. Umatnitin. So why doesn't it work? I'm reading straight into the Rashi. Umatnitin. B'sheshafa nasra b'magal b'sakin. Right. You filed or you chopped with a knife or with a sickle, right? The bone, the two lo mali aruka, because now it's damaged, and now it wouldn't, if it had been connected to the body, it would be a damaged bone. It wouldn't be able to help. So a damaged bone loses its status, because when does a bone with marrow become like a ever? When had that bone been connected to the live body, the marrow would have helped to regenerate the body outside. But when the bone is a damaged bone can't work. So even a damaged bone that's disconnected won't work, right? V'hilchach kevan deleike kezayit moach de metame b'oil mishum shiur lo metame mishum ever. So he says, and therefore we go back to the stage now. He says, according to this, it's not longer a kezayit. And when it's not longer a kezayit, just like you haven't got the shiur, you aren't metame either because of ever. U'mugdashin nevele v'sheretz, but ikezay kudokim. And he agrees, however, that the Rashi is talking about not only a kezayit, right? And the sheretz and nevela and mukdashin ibn ikke kezayit, v'abaya lo palig ele b'mali aruka. Rashi points out that Abaya is not cholek on the understanding so far that the Rashi is talking about no kezayit and the sefer is talking about a kezayit. Abaya still hasn't challenged that, which, let's be honest, is difficult to accept. Because how can it be that our Mishnah is talking about in the same breath, kolit amet, kolit amukdashin, and the one's not a kazayit, the one is a kazayit? That's very difficult. But the Rashi points out, up until now, Abaya is not challenging that. He agrees with that. He's only arguing on the issue of the moach ma'ale aruka and how it would affect the kolit, the kolit amet. Okay. Yes. Right. And he says, Abai has like Rabbi Raza. Damn Rabbi Raza, what Rabbi Raza say? That a kolit, this bone, sheshafal orka, if you cut it along its length, right, tamea. So now it can still work. It's still tamea. Why? Because Rashi tells us that when you cut it la orka, the achshav shir bay retzua sheloshifa, you left a part which was, I don't understand how this works, to be honest. But it seems to be different. When you cut the bone along its length, or you filed it, or you sliced along its length, you still left a whole strip of bone marrow which works. So therefore, it could regenerate itself. But if you cut it l'rochva, if you cut it along like this way, I mean, I think that's l'rochva and that's l'orka, right? Okay. So you cut the bone that way by chopping it off, I suppose you've disconnected the two and there's no longer a connection, and now it can't work. I don't know why. Or maybe you wrapped around it. I don't understand that particular part of that, but I don't think it's so relevant. But basically, Eliyahu is telling us as a rule, it would work. And what Yosima Nach, he says, Yosima is a dikla, deka. Why deka? Why palm? I never understood this either, by the way. Why is a dekel the measure? Im tito mimenu retzua saviv. If you strip off a palm branch, right, a piece around it, humitivash will dry. Once you've stripped off bark around the palm branch, it can't bring up the saraf, right? That like the sap of it from the ground into the tree and eventually dry out and die. But if you stripped a piece down the side, on the other side, you've left a complete piece of tree. Yes, derech lesaraf, it has got a way for the sap to travel. So if like you've left a way for it to heal itself. Right, yeah, exactly. Okay. So now that is, we've seen basically our major opinion, a buyer who challenges just the issue of whether this kolit amoach does help or not does help. And he would say that therefore the reason here is because it wasn't a kazalu, where you cut it, and we see Rabbi Lazar did this. Now comes along Rabbi, and Rabbi says no. Rabbi Yochanan says he challenges the whole underlying assumptions of the Mishnah. Lo olam de'ike kezayit. He says, I can't live with this, that the Reisha is no kezayit and the Sefer is a kezayit. He says, no, the whole Mishnah is talking about a kezayit. See Rashi over here? Lo olam Reisha de'ike kezayit, the Reisha. De'lo mokminan, he says, because it's impossible to establish our Mishnah betrayed ta'ame. To give two reasons to the Mishnah. That the Reisha hasn't got a kezayit and the next line is a kezayit. Ve'in nami leke kezayit. And even though, if there is also, he says, without a kezayit, havia metame b'ohel, it's still good enough. Even if there wasn't, even though he says there is a kezayit. But even if there wasn't a kezayit, it still would have been good enough to metame b'ohel. Why? The moach shebifnim ma'ale aruk. Because he agrees with Abaya that moach bifnim. So he goes like this, he says two things. Firstly, it doesn't make sense to say two different statuses. Our mission is a kezayit, everything's a kezayit. But even without a kezayit, it still would have been metamei because we say that moach ma'ale aruka and therefore it's an etzem and etzem doesn't need a kezayit, it would have been still metamei. It says Rabbi Yochanan on the way, on the side. But he says, it doesn't matter, I'm still telling you it's got a kezayit. Okay, let's care. Right? Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Olam ikke kezayit. Umoach bifnim ma'ale aruka v'chutz, like Abaya said. Umay nogaya diktani says, so now comes the question. When we said, if it's mahil, right? So if the noach moach bifnim, even if it wasn't a kezayit, is ma'ale aruka b'chutz, then how much more so if it's got a kezayit, it should mahil, right?
Uh-huh.
With me, and that's the question because the Gemara said nogay inaval mahil lo. We started off this whole question of ours. We got to the answer that there wasn't a kezayit because we said from a diuk in the Mishnah nogaya metame. But Mahil, no. How can not Mahil? Must be there's no kezayit. So Rabbi Yochanan, no, there's a kezayit. And more than that, even if there wasn't a kezayit, it would be Mahil because the Moach Etzer would be without a kezayit. So what is, how come, where's our diuk of Mahil, no? Why doesn't our Mishnah say Nogaya and Mahil? Right, why does our Mishnah imply no? It says Rabbi Yochanan, no. Umay Nogaya diktani. What do we, when the Mishnah said Nogaya touch, it meant Mahil.
Oh,
and it means Mahil. And therefore, it's Rabbi Yochanan, no problem. This Koli Tameit has got a kezayit. It's Nogaya and Mahil. That's Rabbi Yochanan. V'i moach v'bifnim ma'ale aruka mibachutz. Right? And if we're now going with Rabbi Yochanan, who agrees with Abaya, that says like Rabbi Elazar, that this marrow inside, ma'ale aruka mibachutz, and therefore it is an ever, and an ever doesn't need a shiur. So Kolit Neveila, the Kolit Asheret. So now the derivative of that is the second part of the Mishnah, this Kolit Nevela. We said a second ago, we said Kolit Nevela, Kolit Asheret. We said Satum Eino Metame, Nakuv Metame, right? If it's sealed, is it Metame? If it isn't sealed, it is Metame. He says Kilo Nikvu. When they aren't Menukam, when they're Satum, right? Kilo Nikvu, Amato Horim. When they sealed, why are they Amai Tohorim? We said, right? We said Satum, just 1 second, Mati. We said Satum Eino Metame, right? Only Nakuv Metame. So he says, I can't understand. Why don't they Metame? Even if they aren't Nakuv, why aren't they Satum? If they are bone and they've got the Moach, and we say the Moach is Ma'ale Aruka Mibachutz, then we don't care. The bone itself becomes what is Metame. So why do we care that it's sealed, that the marrow, you can't get to the marrow? The bone itself should be good enough to Metame. With me? Right, good question. So Rabbi Yamin Bar Gidla, Rabbi Yochanan. So he himself basically answers the question here, right? Well, Rabbi Yochanan answers the question right through Rabbi Gidl. Hachamas, what are we talking about over here? Kagon de'ike kezayit moach amit kashkesh. He adds in a new concept now. What does mit kashkesh mean? Mit kashkesh means that you basically rattles, I think.
Yeah.
That you knock it and like make it rattle, dry, mit kashkesh, right? Exactly. Look here.
Yeah.
Look at Rashi, yeah? Hamish kashkesh, yavesh, v'ne'ekar betoch ha-chalal. It's not stuck inside. It's basically separated inside this halal, and therefore it rattles. This type of marrow is a dead marrow. This type of marrow can't heal. No, because it's dead.
No, but the kashkesh...
We know that it's dead because it's mekashkesh.
Okay.
But because mekashkesh, it's dry. Once it's dry, it's so dry that it's mekashkesh. Once it's dry, it can't do any healing. And not any, right? So that's why, and therefore, this moach we would have had a kazat. It falls out of the category. It's basically similar to the idea beforehand of what Abaya said when he said we chopped it off with a bone, right? We cut it. Okay? So now that is right. So he says, so now the Gemara says, Gabe mate. So now with regards to a mate, right? So again, if it's a mate, look at Rashi, Afa gav de enu ma'ali aruka, right? So now if it's a mate, they'll be discussing here a kazayit. And according to Rabbi Yochai, we want to say everything's talking about the same thing. So why does the mate metame? The mate should also be, we say that the moach doesn't work anymore. It's dead moach, it's dry moach. So look at Rashi, Afa gav de enu ma'ali aruka. Here the moach doesn't help anymore. Metame boel, it does tame boel. Why? Taha lo belo chashivut eve. Ha'ik ashiur. So what's saying over here is when it comes, that's within a veila, but with regards to the mate, if I understand correctly, he says daha belo chashivut aver. Even if we don't call it an aver, right? Haikashu, we've got a shiur. Could we say it's a kazait? So we only need to be a kazait. Aver only makes it into, even if he hasn't got a kazait, but he has got a kazait. Ustima, and the fact that it's satum here with a mate doesn't help us at all. Why? Because there isn't that kazai, what's the measure I'm looking for? The tefach there to protect it. And therefore we know here that the tum is bokeh moliad l'rakia. The tum goes out of the bone. Okay, so a dead bone of a person is very different. Right? And therefore, that's why it makes it over here as well. Tum bokeh moliad nevela. So, and now with the nevela, right? Kevan demit kasheshu. And now because in the veil they're talking about a dry bone, now it makes a difference. Nikva in lo, nikva lo. If it's menukav, then you could have touched the moach. Touching the moach is still metame. If you can touch it, then the bone is mitstaref, right? And then it is tame. If you can't touch it, then you, if it's sealed, it doesn't help. And because it was dry, it's not moach ma'ale aruka. And therefore the etzem is an etzem. And with the veil it's different. You got it? You everybody with me? Right? Okay. All right. Maybe to me, I'm not even think it's complicated. Maybe actually not so complicated. Okay. I'm Rav Avin. Vitamin Rav Avin. So he says, like, Af Ananami Tanina. We've also learned this, right? He comes to basically to give support. Hanogeya. Now the Rashi is over the page. Hanogeya bekachetzi zayit. He says, if you touch a kachetzi zayit, umahil. Now we're not trying to prove over here that mahil and nogeya are the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan said, that what is the Mishnah? The Mishnah said Nogaya, it actually meant Mahil. It was according to Rabbi Yochanan, Mahil and Nogaya are the same thing. Right? So he says, yeah, comes along Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin and says, we know the same thing, Afanami Tanina, that Nogaya and Mahil are the same thing. Because how do we know this? Hanogaya bekhatzi, you touch half a kazait, Umahil achatzizait, you're standing over another chatzizait. So now basically your body is Mahil over one chatzizait and holding another chatzizait. They join together to form a kazait. And see if you're actually holding a kazait. Look at Rashi over the page. Rashi like this. Hanogeh b'chati zayit, u'ma'ahil chati zayit b'vat achat. At the same time. How do you do that? Yad do achat, his one hand, nogat kan. V'ashnia ma'ahilet kan. Okay, that's what Rashi explains. So basically, we see over here from Rabbi Yochanan that ma'ahil is like nogeya. Because really, you're standing over as if you're touching it. So you're touching two kazaitim, two half kazaitim at the same time. You're touching a kazait. That's what is Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin. Or chatzi zayit says, or so either nogeh bechatzi zayit or chatzi zayit ma'ahil alav, or you're holding a chatzi zayit and another chatzi zayit is on top of you, right? Ma'ahil alav. Tame. Right. So I amart, if you would say bishlom echad shemahu, if you're going to tell it the same thing, it's got one name. Ma'ahil and nogeh are the same thing, so therefore we understand bishlomachim mitzdaref. Now we know why they mitzdaref, that both two chatzei kazeitim add up to the same kazait, right? Elei amar trei shmor ninu, but if you tell me they're two different things altogether, mahil is one thing and negay is one thing, right? Mi mitzdaref, how come they mitzdaref? Vatnan, and this vatnan is like a bedichut, it's not a question, we've got a Mishnah. Zeaklal, kol shu mishem echad mitzdaref, whatever is called the same thing, mitzdaref, but tame, mishnei shem mot tahor. So now, says the Gemara, Ela, my, chad shemuhu. Are you really going to tell me now that negia and mahil is the same thing, right? He says, "Aim a sefer." The end of this bright that you brought, I mean, he said, "With the vahat, right?" End of this bright is right. Aim a sefer. Aval hanogeya bekachatzi zayit. If you're holding a kachatzi zayit, says the Mishnah, v'davar acher מאהיל עליו ועל כחצי זית. But if something else is mahil on you and on a chatzi zayit, in other words, you've got you're holding a chatzi zayit, and you've got a tent over you, and the tent is over you, and next to you on the floor is a chatzi zayit. The first case, you were mahil over the chatzi zayit. Here you're not mahil. Here you're holding a chatzi zayit, and on the floor next to the chatzi zayit, and there's something which is mahil over the two of you. Now, if you're telling that mahil and the gear is the same. Then in the case like this, you should also be tameh, right? Well, what's the difference? You've got a chatzi zayit here, and you're holding, in the word, mahil, the other chatzi zayit on the floor, should be tameh. But what does the Mishnah tell us there? In such a case, tahor.
Lama?
You tahor. Ve'i chad shemahu. And if it's the same thing, am I tahor? Why are you tahor? Right? Good question.
Ve'lama betahor ze lo shem echad.
We don't know yet. We're asking the question. Let's see the answer, right? Ella, right? The Gemara says, that's not a good question. Why the good question? Because Kasher Reisha. Because the Reisha says, you om tame when you in the case of Mahil. Understand? So it's nice that you're asking me from the Sefer, I'm not Nogaya. How come I'm not tame? But I can throw the question back in your face. So, well, how come in the Reisha, when you're not Nogaya, you are tame? Right, Rabbi Zaira comes along and says, no. We've got a separate din over here altogether that's at play. Okay, here comes a new halacha, exactly. A separate din at play altogether. Rabbi Zaira, betuma retzutza bein shnei migdalim askina. We see the second. We're talking about over here a case of tuma which is retzutz, between two sorts of like towers or boxes or something like that. What is retzutz over here? Rashi says Migdalim of 8. So we've got two boxes of wood over here. Imagine two things of wood, like two wood chests of drawers or whatever the case is. Right? Look at Ratzutz. He says, Kol Davar. How do they translate the word Ratzutz in English, by the way?
Cramped.
Huh? No.
Cramped.
Okay. You'll see why where that comes from. That's not a direct translation, but because Ratzutz is a concept. But look how Rashi explains it. It says, Kol davar she'ein lo makom revach. Anything which hasn't got its space is kari ratzutz. If it hasn't got space, it's called ratzutz. Okay? V'pachot mitefach lav chalalu. And the space is a tefach. So if you've got two pieces there, you've got two like a chest of drawers. We'll see why. I'll say that in a second. Think of the chest of drawers. Tefach is, that's a tefach. Right? 8 centimeters about. So if you've got two chests of drawers and less than an eighth tefach over here, the tumah in the middle of here is called tumah ratzutza. Okay, that's the tumah over there. In other words, it doesn't go into ratzutz. What does it mean? V'nikra ma'ase betochor ratzutz. Now, what's going on over here? So you've got these, says Rabbi Zaira, betumah ratzutza bein shnei migdalim askinan ve'ein b'neim poteach tefach dekula negiahi. It's almost like the din of lavud. You know the din of lavud? Lavud, like with the sukkah, we have lavud, for example, three tvachim, right? If the wall is less than from the ground, we say it's like it's on the ground. Right? It's the same sort of idea. Here, because there's no tefach, the whole area basically is full of tumah. Right, full of tumah. So that's why we're calling it negia. Right? So he says, Rebizam, but tumah rutsu beim migdalim askinan, v'ein beinayim poteach tefach, dekule negiahi. That's why it's called negia, because basically it's that whole space. It becomes tameh. Look at Rashi. The kun negiahi afilu hu ma'ahil lemale min abasar harbe. Even if you high up over here, the meat's over there in this narrow space, right? Kegon shayu amigdalim gvohim. They were high, these towers, these drawers, these whatever. V'hatume lemata v'hu ma'ahil samuch l'rashehen. Right? In other words, Rashi in the beginning of it. Kari Negia. Now here comes an interesting one. Look at Rashi here. The Chevan. The Halacha le Moshe Misinai. See, there's Rashi Tevot there. Hey, Lamed Mem Mem. Halacha le Moshe Misinai. This is Halacha le Moshe Misinai. The Tuma Ritzutza Boka'at. Where you've got confined Tuma, goes all the way up to the heaven. It's not limited in its space. Right? Have a command. The Malay Tuma kol chalal. If you filled up this whole empty space, this whole cavity, shebein shnei migdalim. In other words, this has got tuma in it, and this is tame. They got less netevach between them. The space between them is also full of tumah.
Adarakia.
Umiha says Rashi, lo mistisayel Rabbi Yochanan. This doesn't help us. Rabbi Yochanan's issue of shem echad, lo shem echad, he's saying that my answer is solving the issue of the Mishnah itself, the question within the Mishnah. I'm not coming to answer Rabbi Yochanan whether it's shem echad metame or not shem echad metame. I've got nothing to do with that. Okay, Rashi makes a point. We're answering a specific case over here of this Mishnah, where we had a question on the Reisha and a question of the Sefer. Why on the Sefer, right? He says over here, right? In other words, why in the Reisha did it metame and in the Sefer didn't? It seemed to be Negiah. Why is it Negiah? Because that less than Tefach areas, if it's all touching, and that's called Negiah. Is Negiah and Mahil the same thing? I'm not answering that. You with me?
Yeah.
It's an important point. Okay. So now, Uman Tana the Kari the Ohel Nogaya. So who is the Tana who calls, right, Ohel Nogaya? Now we go back to our question. Look at Rashi. The Matnit Rabbi Yochanan de Okida Nogaya Hainu Mahil. So who's the Tana who would say that? Now we go back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Nogaya is Mahil. We asked the question about one Shem, two Shem. Now we go back. Who's the Tana who says that Ohel that is Nogaya? Rabbi Yossi. Here's regular Rabbi Yossi. The Tana Rabbi Yossi Omer, Melo Tarvad Rekev. We saw this yesterday, right? If you've got like this, like a measure, a big area of rekev here. Rekev here is like basically like dust, but it's from like a body that's decomposed, right? So looking for, right? Look at Rashi here. Tarvad kav rekev afar hanimtza baron shel mate. It's the dust in the coffin, right? Shehu rikvu vito. Right, it is the decomposition of the mate. Veshiur melot tarvad. Again, says Rashi, halacha lemoshe misinai. Okay, so then a lot of that's what I said. This stuff is full of all this. Right. So there we sit over here. Rabbi Yossi got a brighter in Nazir. Any masechet Ohalot. We've got over here. If you've got this spoonful of ashes, basically. Right, that's what we call ash. I think that's it. With that dust, we call ash. Right, the ashes of the only when you burn the body. Okay, so it's not ashes. Right,
but
dust. The decomposed body, right? The dust there. Right. Metame b'maga uve masa uve ohel. He says, yeah, Rabbi Yossi, same thing. Maga masa ohel, same thing. So now Gemara says, see, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that maga and ohel are the same thing. So Gemara says, bishlo b'masa, we understand b'masa uve ohel. Right, when you're holding it, you're carrying it, or you being mahil, ha ketain le lekule, v'ha kemahil lekule. In the first case, you're holding it all, you're carrying it, and that's why you're over a masa. And the second case, mahil lekule, the oil is going over you and all of this whole melo tarvad. So that's why elenogeya. But when you touch the ashes, it's not the same thing. Ha lo nogeya bekule. You need a shiur. Now, what happens when you touch the ashes? Look at Rashi. He says, Rashi, ha lo noga bekule. Ta kola efer. Rashi called it afar as well, by the way. Afar is sand, right? Kola afar eino mechubar yachad. If you've got a pile of dust, of ash, of sand, when you touch this side over here, you're not touching the sand over there. Each one's a separate grain of sand. It's not like a clog of wet sand. It's not a big mound. This is sand. This is dust. He says, how can you be over on the gear? There's no shiur. You have to touch a shiur, right? Vanogei b'tzad zeh, lo nogei b'tzad zeh. V'kol chad v'chad, each side of its own. Afra ba'ape nafshu. It's a piece of sand on its own. It's dust on its own. There's no shiur over here. So how come you tamei? Ela lav shma mina. Therefore, we're forced to say ma nogeya mahil. Rabbi Yossi said you over on mag on nogeya actually meant mahil. So the obvious question is why did he mention mahil and nogeya separately, right? Why did he just say mahil? Okay, right, that would be the question. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, Bakhtay Nogaya. But he says Nogaya. You can't tell me it's Mahil. The Mishnah says, the brighter says clearly Nogaya. Right, Bakhtay Nogaya. Bakhtay Nogaya, we learn Mahil separately. Samrabaya says like this. Lemata mitefach, when it is beneath a tefach, in other words, under a tefach, low on the ground, ohel, negia. Then we call Ohel Negia. In other words, if it's very low. Lemala mitefach, if you're high above a tefach of the Tumah, then ohel greater. Then we don't have negiah, you have ohel greater. So that's what he's basically saying, is that they are the same thing, but why did he call them, why is he speaking once about ohel and once about negiah? Because if you low down, that's called negiah. Yeah. That's ohel negiah. He's forming a new term now called ohel negiah. Okay, when you're high up, it's just ohel, not called ohel negiah. Okay? Rava says, I feel the mali mi tefach dami ol negiah. Rava says, no. Even above tefach, you've still got ohel negiah. Right? So, v'heichi dami ohel greater. So, what is ohel greater? So, when do we have, so what does it mean ohel greater? What is ohel then? If we're ohel negiah, it says, ohel greater is baham shacha. What's ham shacha? Look at Rashi. I skipped out quite a few Rashis, yeah? Where is this Rashi? Anybody find it? Hey, yeah, Bam Shacha. It's four lines up from before it gets wide. Bam Shacha. Davar acher ma'ahil alav ve'al ha'tumah. Something else is over you and the tumah, like a tent. To who eino ma'ahil ha'tumah. He himself is not being ma'ahil on the tumah. Not like in the first, the ratio of the Mishnah, where you were standing over the tumah yourself. Ve'lo ha'tumah ma'ahiret alav. And the tumah isn't on top of you, like we saw in the Mishnah either. Ela davar acher mamshich et ha'tumah. That's what's called Ham Shacha. Something else is mamshich the tumah on top of you. Okay, so we've got a whole new perspective here of tumah. I'm a Rava. So Rava says, "Mina aminelah." Where do I know this from? How can I say this? Such a concept, right? How do I say such a thing? Look at Rashi. Afil lemaile mitefach kai Rabbi Yossi oil negiah. Rabbi Yossi says oil negiah is even high above. Where do I know that's called even oil negiah? He says, "Cause I've got a Mishnah." Right, there's a Mishnah, a Rashi, the Masoret Hashas corrects us to a Braita. He says, the Tanya, we've got this Braita, another Braita, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Chavilei Mita v'Shrigei Chalonot. Now what are Chavilei Mita? Chavilei Mita here, according to Rashi, or Chavilei Mita, Shemesargim Mitot Kemin Kliya, like woven, like, you know, like, they take like these leather threads, and you weave them to make a bed. Right, actually. V'chein Shrigei Chalonot. And so too, in my mind, this seems like burglar bars. But I don't know if it's, look at Rashi, shenotnim etzim dakim or tasei barzel, thin strips of wood or poles of steel, b'chalonot b'sirug b'kliah, again, b'chalonot b'sirug l'kliah, like something like that sort of function there, you basically, across the window, shelo yikanes adam bahen, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what about these bird strings, etc.? What's the din? It says like this. He says, so we've got here chavilei mita, the shigei chalot, these two types of separation. And remember, they're holy, eh? They aren't solid. That's the chidush over here, right? They are not solid. They are chalul, they're holy, they're full of holes, yeah. Right? So you take these things over here. Chotzitzin bein habayit la'aliyah shelo lachnis tuma letzad sheini. If you've got a body in something on the ground floor, and this is what you're using as your second floor, you haven't got a proper ceiling, but you're using this chavilei mita or shrigei chalonot as your ceiling, it's chotzetz. It works as a sealer. Which is actually a wild thing, because you see the fuss they make around funerals to make sure that there's no slats empty and they push them together. Even yesterday, he made him go down again and lift up the one piece and put it over because a bit of a. According to this, you don't need that.
Maybe that's why they call it ceiling.
Ceiling. Why they call it? I've never got it.
It's seals from the top.
You mean even, but even though it's got holes. Okay. I'm not getting the human. Much too deep. Yeah, I'm too deep in the tumor. You and Aria today, obviously, you know, that's something different level. Okay. So it says Ilay Milamatsa says now like this. It says Parasan al pnei hamet ba'avir. If you put it over the body. But I've in the air. Hanogeya keneged hanekev tamei. If you touch opposite the hole in this thing over here, you tamei. Shelo keneged tahor. But not keneged, in other words, in the slats. If you touch over the slat, you're not tamei. But if you touch over the hole, you are tamei. Okay? So what's hechidami? Ilay me lemate mi tefach. If this thing is beneath a tefach, with not above a tefach, above the mate. What does it make difference to us? What did we say a second ago? Mate bichsutohu. Then it's if basically the mate is in his clothing, because this thing is beneath the tefach, as if it's wrapped around the body. And who mate bichsutohu metame. We know that a mate in its clothing is metame. We need a tefach above it to seal off the tumah. If it's on the body, it's on the body. אלא לאו למעלה מטפח. Therefore, it must be, here's the proof, says Rava, that Rabbi Yossi is talking about למעלה מטפח וקקר אלי נוגע. Even if it's higher than טפח, it's still, if you go over the hole, over the open area, you still, as if you נוגע, even though you're way above a טפח. Okay? That's his proof. So it comes, Abaye doesn't like this. Abaye says, no. Le'olam, in this case that you brought over here from Rabbi Yossi, this previous brighter, is no proof whatsoever. Rabbi Yossi says, even above Tefach is called Ohel, which is Nogaya. Le'olam le'mata mi'tefach. This case that we're talking about, but it's beneath the Tefach. It's lower than the Tefach. U'kede ka'amart. Exactly like you said, ma bichshutohu. Ma'at bichshutohu. What are you saying? It's a ma'at bichshutohu. Why doesn't it metamei if you touch it on the clothed, on the closed part, only on the open part? Because mate bichshuto mevatele, right? When it's dressed, it's if it's a clothing. So the mate bichshuto mevatele, high lo mevatele. Clothing would be mevatel, as far as the mate is concerned. This is not mevatel. Exactly. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case. Utave ketumet tumuna bokat vola. Ha, we've got a bigger question now. Because then it should make no difference where you touch it. If it's beneath the tefach, then the tumah should go right through it. Right? So why do we care where you touch it? So he says, now, Kesav Rabbi Yossi, here he gives now he has to answer, how's Rabbi Yossi shitiya? Kesav Rabbi Yossi, tumet tumuna eina bokat. He says, no, you're wrong. If it's tamun, if it's completely closed off, it's not boka'at, even if it's less than a tefach. And now, uminatim, how can I say this? Right? Abaya, ditna, we've got a Mishnah. Tevata migdal shesh ba poteach tevino, we're going to stop over here.